All right, welcome everybody. This is the weekly energy session and it's November 30th, 2020. So just a little heads up, at least the direction I'm getting at this point is that we will have weekly energy sessions again between now and the end of the year, and that on January 4th will be our first time going back to monthly energy sessions. So we'll have one every week in the week of December. And then on January 4th, we'll start back on the monthly ones. So that's what I'm hearing for right now anyway. Okay, so let's see here. Okay, if everybody will take a nice deep breath again and exhale out in the direction, either 360 degrees, up, down, front, back, whichever direction that energy doesn't naturally want to go, if you just exhale out in that direction. There we go. Okay, so there's a landing of sorts going on, and a lot of that landing is going on through the physical body. So we've been playing back and forth with those gold frequencies and having those gold frequencies alter the physical body, actually create a space for that which you actually are to land, and to land, you know, on this planet at this time, beyond any perceived limitations, beyond any perceived this is where things need to go or should go or any of that. This is really about this is about us landing, embodying in our own uniqueness for the sake of landing and embodying, for the sake of being here as fully as is possible. And any ideas that we have about what that's supposed to look like, or you know, how quote-unquote spiritual that might be, or how evolved that might be, these are the things that we're really having to let go of right now as this energy just lands. The uniqueness of your own being, the sovereignty of your own being, and the contribution that that energy makes to a collective is something that, quite honestly, we each came with. Nobody had to talk us into it or show us how to do it, or it's just what we have always been. And yes, there was all kinds of information that covered up or clouded what we had always been. But those clouds are parting now and have been parting for quite some time. And as those clouds are parting, we're beginning to, that's why those gold frequencies were able to come in the first place. We were able to realign with the gold, with the deeper truth, the sovereignty, the uniqueness that we each are. And having that energy be able to land now literally be embodied through the physical body is quite something. It's quite a feat in and of its own right, and at the same time, it's time. It's time to land. It's time to let every facet of your experience, whether you perceive that facet to be quote unquote spiritual or not, right? These are every single aspect of your life experience, every single challenge, every single grace, every single relationship, you know, every single placement and interaction of you has the capacity, is the trajectory of your embodiment. There's nothing that's more supportive of your embodiment that you're living in your current life, and something that is less supportive of your embodiment. Right? There are experiences that intuitively work for you, that even when they're challenging, you know that they're right for you. And there are other circumstances and situations that just simply no longer serve you. And you know that as well. There's this deep knowing. A deep knowing beyond what we might want to know or not want to know. The deep knowing that comes from your own uniqueness. Your own capacity to land here, embody here. Okay, so there's all kinds of information coming out from behind us. So we can all say, you know, we've had this experience or that experience. This experience led us in that direction. That experience led us in a different direction. And there's a tendency within our humanity to look to the past and to assume somehow that the future is going to be based on that. And I promise, with us landing as fully as we're capable of landing, you know, today and over the month of December, let's not be limited by any presumption of the way things should be in the future based on the way they were in the past, because that's literally been eclipsed, right? We're literally letting go of that in our personal lives, in our collective lives. Part of the reason that things don't make so much sense right now is because we're no longer aligned with making sense. We're aligned with truth. We're aligned with these gold frequencies. We're aligned with, let's say, a more refined state of our own consciousness. So all these things that just don't make sense, whether those are rules or those are, you know, the way systems are moving or are not moving, this has nothing to do with the people necessarily making those rules, nor does it have anything to do with the systems per se. It has to do with the fact that none of that is as powerful or is as empowering to the collective as your embodiment. So you might notice right now that there might be all kinds of things that you would like to have happen, or that you would, that you know are possible. And it's almost as if the body's saying, okay, we're getting there. We'll get there. That's all coming down the pike. And first, let's be 110% integrated, embodied, right? Let's have that physical experience be as important as anything that you might have experienced, quote unquote, spiritually, right? A lot of us, especially those of us who have had a lot of kind of, I'd say, otherworldly kinds of experiences, other realities making themselves known or expressing through us, that might have died down in the midst of all of this transformation that's been going on. And it's died down not because there is a, not as a punishment or not as a, you know, you're not quote unquote there anymore, but it's died down as part of a, the re-anchoring of your own uniqueness here in form, through every organ, through every muscle, through every tissue, through the skeletal system, you name it, it's interfacing right now. Yep. So when people are talking right now about a lot of exhaustion or some physical symptomology and or, you know, just a complete change of focus all of a sudden, it's like, oh, I've been going down this road thinking I needed to, you know, work through these spaces and places. And then all of a sudden it's like, ooh, but wouldn't it be fun to, you know, wouldn't it be delightful to? And then all of a sudden it's like a little bit of a course correction takes place. Yep. Okay, so there's a natural, the human part of each and every one of us has been slowly adapting to change and slowly adapting to nothing being the same as it's been in the past. So that's one level of embodiment. But it's also still part of our human nature and our imprinting to not like for things to change too fast or too much. And I'm just going to suggest that if it were true that the change that your embodiment brings about, both for you personally and for the collective, if that change was aligned with freedom, if it was aligned with joy, if it was aligned with what you actually are, a greater truth or expression of who you actually are, would it be easier to make that shift? Would it be easier to let go of all this stuff that's coming up from the past? It's almost like it's like the spine that we had to have in order to survive, and the spine that we are invited to thrive, they're two different spines altogether. Yep, one's kind of gilded or chained to the past, and the other is right here, right now, as we are. Right here, right now, as the greater awareness, the greater truth that we are. So anywhere where there is past information, that old spine that was completely based on survival, and rightly so. Yeah, when we're not completely aligned with ourselves, when we don't know our own truth, then we are in survival mode. It's just not necessary anymore as we very quickly now approach this full embodiment. Yep. So anything in the past that no longer serves, that detains, distracts, deters us from right here, right now. What is landing right here, right now? Let's go ahead and pull all that energy up and out of our fields. Place it in a sphere out in front of us. All of it. You can put the whole spine in there. There's another one right behind it. A much more fluid spine, a much more flexible spine. Yeah, a spine that moves with your own knowing versus somebody else's conditioning. Right? So that whole spine can go in that sphere out in front of us. We'll blue star it. Spin it, spin it, spin it to clear. Spin it to clear. Beautiful. We'll compress and condense that clear sphere back into that blue star. And not that it can return that blue star to before it was ever created. And we'll implode it into billions of frequencies of light. So the physical, mental, emotional challenges that have been going on, some of the sadness or the grief, some of the, irritation, frustration, all of that energy is energy that was burning off in order for you to land. And we were associating it with past instead of right here, right now. Yeah. Burning off. Of what you aren't, what you never really were. There we go. So interesting. There's sometimes when I'm going to say a autistic individual is grounding completely into their bodies, when they're anchoring into the body, it's typically the time where it's kind of a natural pull to kind of reach out to all kinds of different, in all different ways, in all different angles in order to support that landing. But as I've said before, whether it's an autistic individual that's landing from very, very far away, or whether it's each and every one of us landing here in our totality, it can be beneficial to have less input instead of more input. it can be beneficial to have support systems that are tried and true for you, or that are, who, regardless of what that support system is, and regardless of how they're supportive of you, sometimes it's easier to have that one support system or maybe a couple who are helping to direct that landing, or helping to not so much direct it, it's about you, it's about keeping you steady, keeping you focused on your own awareness of that landing, because when it's all said and done, you are the one landing. Nobody else can know how to do that for you. Nobody else, they can keep you calm, they can help you relax, they can listen. Yeah. But the landing itself comes absolutely through your own authority, through your own trust within your, with your capacity to be here fully. Yeah, there we go. Kirakana matarakiriya satadikama. So anywhere where the heart has been opening and closing, you know, it's almost like, is it safe? Is it not safe? Am I here? Am I not here? Can I embody? Can't I embody? That kind of peekaboo that's going on in the heart space. Let's just allow the heart space to receive, let's say, a greater dose of the totality of your own being, that unique essence that only you can be and that only you can fully land. Yeah, there we go. So let's just, whoo-wee, there you go. Bring it on in to that heart space. And that heart space will just open and open and open. It will, there you go, keep opening. It's almost like the heart space encompasses the physical body's inside the heart space instead of the heart space inside the physical body. The essence of you, the heart of you, the truth of you is much too vast to be contained within a physical form. And yet a lot of us have been conditioned to do just that out of safety or out of need or out of survival, right? So if there's any of that old remaining energy impacting your heart's capacity to hold you, to hold you as you land, let's go ahead and pull all that energy up and out of the field and place it in a sphere out in front of you. Blue star it. And we'll spin that blue star through that energy of the heart. Clear it, clear it, clear it. Let's be clear about what you actually are, and let's be clear about your capacity to land that here, to embody that here in the way that's beautifully unique to you, in the way that only, honestly, you know how to do. Yep, here we go. Okay, spinning that all clear, 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 clear. Compress and condense it back into that blue star, and we'll drop that blue star right into the center of your heart space, imploding it into billions of frequencies of light. That heart fully aligned with your own essence. Here we go. Okay, so let's go right down into the hold on a second. So right down into the lungs, right down into, it's like you're showing me lungs, liver, some of the organs of elimination. You're showing me the lungs actually as an organ of elimination for some reason too. It's like all of the heavier, denser frequencies that have been held, negotiated, transmuted, all of that energy that has attempted to bring us to life instead of have us be fearful of it or distancing ourselves from it. All of that energy in those organs, even the skin. Yeah, it's like all organs. The skin as an organ, the heart, the lungs, the organs of elimination. We're pulling out all of the debris, all of the static, all of the energy that was aligned with survival, was aligned with techniques, strategies, even capacities that, regardless of what they were, something bigger within you was still overriding that and saying, I want to be here. I want to fully be present here. I want to fully embody here. Right. So let's pull all that old information out of all of those organs of elimination. And any grief, any sadness, any anger, any rage, any heavier vibrational emotion, energy in motion that was really great at helping you push through, let's say, but you're no longer interested in having to push through. You're interested in allowing your presence to do the work for you. Allowing your own presence, the essence of your own being, to transform the reality around you. Right? So we're pulling all of this energy up and out of all these organs of elimination and place it in a sphere out in front of you. It's very weighted. It's heavy. Not because anybody's bad or wrong or any of that. It's just heavy because of the capacity of each and every one of us to transmute, transfer. Yeah. Energy from one reality to another. So all that goes into a sphere out in front of us. We'll blue star it. Spin that sphere, that blue star, spin it crystal clear. Your totality, your essence, sovereignty of your own being knows no order of difficulty. So spin it through. Compress and condense it. Back into that blue star. And we're going to drop that blue star into the, let's say, the category all of the organs of elimination. And we'll implode that into billions of frequencies of light. Interesting visual here. It's like watching if the sun or a body of light had been covered up and encrusted with something else, heavier, darker. And as you imploded that into billions of frequencies of light, it's like there's cracks all the way around. So it's like watching these rays of sunlight come from the inside of you out. You're not seeking it outside of yourself. It's always been there. It's always been within you, this essence of you, this truth of you, this brilliance of you. And so it's almost as if we're watching ourselves radiate that energy instead of seeking to obtain that energy. And this is a fundamental shift that has to occur prior to landing the world that is you. Yep. It's like the light of your own being is burning off the space for you to land. It's finding the space. It's burning off the emotions, the physical symptomology, the thoughts. There you go. So let's just use that light that's coming from inside and let's direct it through those emotions, direct it through that physical symptomology, through the thoughts that no longer serve you. There we go. Okay, so there's a little, I'm trying to figure out what this part is. Hold on a second. There's almost a little bit of, I'm going to say, nausea or internal movement, heart movement, gut, throat. It's almost like this energy of being a little bit disoriented because of this flip from outside in to inside out. So let's see what's happening here. This is a really biological, physiological kind of has to do with the earth and how she's preparing to receive you. How she's received you before. Hold on a second. Okay, so anywhere where there's little bit of a spinny feeling, a little bit of nausea, a little bit of, I'm going to say, compression in the head, the throat, the heart, the lungs, the gut, anywhere it's showing up for you, even in the tailbone. Let's just pull that compression, that, I'm going to say that uncertainty. Let's just pull it all up and out of the field. This is very physical. It's like you're using that light frequency to move it from the physical body out in front of you. You're placing it in a sphere. And you're going to fill it with that light frequency that is you. Yep. And we're going to use that blue star this time, almost like a, it's almost like a black hole is the way you're showing it to me. It's as we spin that blue star through that light and through that shadow. There you go. This is it. So as we're spinning that blue star through that light and through that shadow, it's consuming it. It's there's a third option, right? There's this, it's like what lies beyond duality, what lies beyond polarity is the essence of your own being, is the truth of what you are. Yeah. So we'll spin that light and that dark within that sphere to clear. Clear that sphere. Compress that clear sphere back into that blue star. And we're going to drop that blue star right into the essence of the core of your being. We're going to pick a physical place, even though it's not quite physical. But just drop that blue star right back into what you would call your essence or the core of your being. Central to, within, including your physicality. There we go. And implode that out through billions of frequencies of light. Huh. Okay. Never a dull moment with you guys. So I want you to maybe notice or perceive that. So what if you were a sphere of light? What if your body is included in that, but you're the essence, the presence, the information that you are is this sphere of light that is both within and within every cell of your body, within every aspect of your physicality, it exists. And it's also the container, let's say, that allows that physicality to be here. You guys are, this is all preparation for December. It's like we're getting we're re-identifying with what we are, the essence of our being, we're trusting that essence, we're going back to that essence, first and foremost, to direct and guide and nurture and support. And we're using that information to allow ourselves to be more fully. No, we're using that information to identify ourselves here as light, as information, as love, as essence. And that's received by this planet. In a way that supports your physical, mental, and emotional experience. It supports the next leg of your journey. It supports the presence that you are made manifest here. I'm hearing, like, as in glory, as glory, in joy. Yeah. Okay, good. Let me see if there's anything else here. Okay, so settling right back into the heart space here. Seeing that light emanating from, we'll use the heart space just as a reference point, but emanating from that central space in the body, drawing above and below into a closer proximity of oneness, of totality, of essence. There we go. Yeah. Check, on the one hand, it's simply your presence, your essence. And on the other hand, wow, it's a fundamental shift in identity. It's a fundamental shift in expression. With nothing left out of that expression. Oh, okay. Okay, so let's make this matter. Solidify this. Nice deep inhale and exhale, everybody. The real grace is that we're bringing uniqueness. We're seeding uniqueness. There we go. Beautiful. All right, so if you've drifted at all during this process today, let's just go ahead and start wiggling fingers and toes. Stretching your arms and legs. Oh, don't forget this part, just including the body. Yeah. Let's rotate our neck and shrug our shoulders. And then three nice deep inhalations and exhalations. And on the third exhale, breathe your eyes open. Breathing your eyes open. Here you go. Here you go. So over this next week, the opportunity is to really sit with this. I mean, really feel into this experience. Maybe even listen to the recording again, but very much feel into this, even to the point where, you know, maybe everything else just for this week can be not quite as interesting. Let's just turn inward so that we can really feel and know this space within ourselves. And then that space will naturally and organically guide our landing. Yep. All right. Beautiful. Thank you, everybody. I really appreciate it. And I'll see you next Monday. Lots of love. Bye.